Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Tuesday. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. So whether you happen to be locked in on the free Odyssey app, whether you're tuned in on your local affiliate, whether you're tuned in on SiriusXM Channel 158 or even a smart speaker, I'm going to be here regardless, so go ahead and pick your poison. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live, holding it down in New York City. College basketball is done, and we still got college basketball news. We'll talk about some of the aftermath from the men's side last night. The women's side still continues to kind of chug along in the news cycle here, and we'll talk about some of the updates here. Caitlin Clark had some interesting words to say earlier today about all of the criticism aimed towards Angel Reese. We'll talk about some of the business elements of women's college basketball. They did amazing numbers over the weekend with their national championship game. I think most would say that they had a more exciting championship game and element than the men did last night. So we'll get into that. Speaking of basketball, we got a pretty cool barn burner going on right now. Boston is in Philadelphia. Philadelphia currently down 88-84, about 4 minutes left in that game as we start to wind down the NBA regular season. Giannis Antetokounmpo was in action not too long ago. The Milwaukee Bucks picking up another victory against Washington. The Bucks now have 57 wins, and I know last week I said that, man, I don't see any way Giannis picks up an MVP victory unless the other two dudes just completely crap out. Well, that might be the case. Joel Embiid is active right now. We know Jokic has been kind of reeling back with a calf injury, and Giannis is really starting to get more MVP attention right now. Unwanted attention in New England. It's been reported that Bill Belichick is sick and damn tired of Mac Jones and is already just primed to get him the hell up on out of there, has entertained trading Mac Jones. So we'll talk about that and then all of the events that led up to this, especially knowing that I don't think Mac Jones hired any of those ridiculous-ass coaches that Bill Belichick brought in that he did not want to call coaches. So we'll get into that. We just got a whole lot to do here over the next several hours. The Masters, we're about a day and change away from that. Tiger Woods spoke. Rory McIlroy. Phil Mickelson is back. So there's a lot to get into. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Shep, how are you? Doing good?
I'm doing really good, JR. I appreciate your tweet on Clayton Clark today, and I look forward to putting that to bed finally.
Okay, cool, man. Thank you. Yeah, we'll get to all of that without a shadow of a doubt. It has been a busy week. Sunday, we went from the women's national championship. Last night, we got the men's national championship. We had Jim Nance on the call for the men's national championship. He's wrapping things up as he just lops college basketball off the side of his plate. And now he will focus in on golf when we got the Masters starting on Thursday. We got the men's Frozen Four this weekend as well. We had the big news with the UFC and the WWE just combining forces at a $21 billion market cap, a brand new company that will be launched, and it's just been ridiculous. And then the NHL and NBA, they're gearing towards their playoffs, and then there's Major League Baseball, their season just begun, and then we're going to blink, and it will be the NFL draft. Time flies when you're having fun. That's what they tell you, at least, right? And so let's go back to Sunday. The fun got started on Sunday when LSU went out there and beat Iowa 102-85. I know there's a lot of controversy after the game. We will get into that. But Ryan Rucco, he had the final call on ABC. Listen to this.
LSU has it. Morris has to get it across. Kim Mulkey, in year two, has orchestrated a turnaround for the ages. LSU has captured its very first national championship.
Oh, yeah, Kim Mulkey, big time now. Winning championships at Baylor. Winning a championship now. You heard Ryan Rucco in her second year with LSU. Kim Mulkey's big time. Just like Jim Nance. I told you he's moving on. Let's continue what has been a busy week by going back to last night, where UConn completely, for the most part, dominated San Diego State 72-59. Jim Nance hanging it up 37 times calling March Madness. 354 games. He's done. This was his final call when the buzzer sounded last night, where UConn went over San Diego State.
They run it out, and it's in the hands of the coach's son.
How about that? Is that appropriate?
Well, don't you know, just someday he'll be a coach of his own program. Yeah. This is becoming a family dynasty, if you will.
And Dutch, what a year he's had, too.
Purdy and the Huskies have their dreams come true.
Five-time champion UConn. And Jim Nance was on the call. And then when it was all said and done, after the trophy was handed out to Dan Hurley, after the interviews were held and the confetti fell and they played One Shining Moment, Jim Nance, he had to do the TV thing again. He had to wish everybody goodbye as they signed off the air. And he sounded a little bit like Golden Girls. Listen to this.
At a loss.
We're at a loss.
We're at a loss for sure.
The GOAT.
Just remember, one thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream. And everybody has a story to tell. Just try to find that story. Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing? I mean this, not to try to play off hello friends, but to you, everybody in the college game, my CBS family, my family, all the viewers, thank you for being my friend.
That's sweet. I heard that song incessantly in the early 90s and late 80s. Thank you for being a friend. Reminds me of Golden Girls. And Jim Nance isn't going anywhere. We just won't hear him calling basketball. He's going to call the upcoming Super Bowl. Jim Nance isn't going anywhere. Good for him having the opportunity and chance to spend more time with his family. Good for him. And then you have somebody, how about one of the students after the loss You thought Jim Nantz was emotional. Take a listen to Matt Bradley.
When I entered the portal and came here, you know, I was really like, during that time with COVID and stuff, I was really ready to just stop playing, you know. Like, I told myself, I was just like, you know what, Matt, it's been tough. Like, let's just go home and get a job and, you know, call the day, you'll be all right. But, you know, Coach Dutch, he's one of the most genuine guys I ever met. And the way he just took me in and, you know, the brotherhood and these guys and actually having real leadership that I can follow, it just, you know, it changed the directory of my life for sure. And it's more than just basketball, you know, so I'm crying up here and stuff. But, you know, I'm just really thankful for Coach Dutch and everybody that played a part in my move here, going to San Diego State. So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Oh, man, this is just every emotion possible kind of wrapped up here. I mean, damn, we got Jim Nantz. He's sad. Thank you for being a friend. Matt Bradley, just very introspective about what his future looked like in college basketball and going to the national championship, being appreciative of Coach Dutcher. Yeah, we had all the emotions this week. That's the, man, we'll get into Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, but we had those emotions. We had the actual win. We had the men from last night. We had Jim Nantz. And we continue on. Like, we got the Masters this weekend. We got Tiger Woods, who's basically running around with a bionic body. Every time he steps out onto the golf course, it very well could be his last time. His legs, his knees, after the car accident, the surgeries, his neck, his back. Tiger Woods is on borrowed time. And Tiger Woods, he talked about his experience and what could be his final Masters. It's crazy, still ingrained in my brain, watching him win the last one back in 2019. Tiger Woods is still trying to go. He was asked, hey, is this going to be the last time? Could it be? This is what he said.
Quick follow-up. When you're playing this course, does it ever cross your mind this could be the last time?
Yes, it has. I didn't know. I mean, last year was kind of didn't know if I was going to play again at that time. For some reason, everything kind of came together. And I kind of pushed it a little bit, and I was able to make the cut, which was nice. And yeah, I don't know how many more I have in me. So just to be able to appreciate the time that I have here and cherish the memories.
Yeah, maybe this time he won't be handing out feminine hygiene products as a joke when he's on the golf course. We know Tiger Woods is highly unlikely that he catches Jack Nicklaus at 18 majors. Tiger Woods has 15. Good luck to Tiger. This is going to be an entire spectacle in what has already been a ridiculously emotionally packed week. Whether it was LSU defeating Iowa and the response to Angel Reese and her taunting, whether it went into last night as UConn's dominance over San Diego State, which was not expected to be there by anybody. You have Jim Nantz. He's done with college basketball. Iron Eagle has taken over. This is for Iron Eagle now. He's going to be the voice of the Final Four. And then we got a whole back end of the week featuring Tiger Woods. He's the headliner. He always is the headliner. And then you got Phil Mickelson. And then on the other hand of things, you got Rory McIlroy, who could never, ever get over the hump. And so we've had a busy week of sports. I guess this is what spring is, right? All over the country, I think people have had some pretty crappy weather here and there. It's still spring, though, right? Bees are starting to buzz, and the flowers are starting to pop up. The pollen is starting to fly. Starting to rain, the water's coming down to feed all of the growth, and it's a good time to be a sports fan. It's a good time to be optimistic. It's a good time to see the silver lining. Your team might have a chance in the playoffs. Tiger Woods, he might be able to walk the course in Augusta without limping after the first damn day. Maybe he extends past that. There's a lot of optimism in women's college basketball. If you hate the transfer portal, maybe you do. I still think there's a whole lot of optimism and parity in the world of college athletics. It's been a busy week. Doesn't matter if it's NFL news, NBA MVP news, college athletics, golf, hockey. We got everything covered here. Even combat sports and the fake ones like the WWE and the real ones in UFC. Oh, yeah, and by the way, it's only Tuesday. We got a whole lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Even here, we got a whole lot more to do. Amongst all of the emotions, and you just heard from Tiger Woods, this very well might be my last time competing at Augusta. Every time that you play could be the last time. We're going to take a break. And I want to tell you about Rory McIlroy. Because he ain't old like Tiger. About 13, 14 years younger than Tiger Woods. And he's still trying to get over the hump. We got stories galore. We got Joel Embiid having a big game tonight against Boston. Sorry, Giannis, that MVP may not be as in front of you the way that you want it. We heard from Caitlin Clark today. We'll share that with you. Talked about Giannis. Bill Belichick is sick of Mac Jones. What a shock. What a surprise. Brian Hoyer's still in the NFL. Odell Beckham Jr. is actually wanted by a team. We have more important basketball games tonight in the NBA. The Lakers, the Suns, the Warriors all jockeying for playoff position. I got you covered. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS all night long. Phone lines are open. I want to tell you about Rory McIlroy when we get back. I'll update you on Joel Embiid. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, we highlighted what has already been an amazing sports week, and then we will continue on. We're getting ready to roll right now into the Masters. And so we talked about the finale of the women's tournament, the finale for the men's basketball tournament, the end of Jim Nance here with college basketball, and now he's getting ready to move forward towards the Masters. And we know Tiger Woods will be out there, Rory McIlroy will be out there, Phil Mickelson will also be returning. And then, meanwhile, here we are in the middle of the break, and I'm going to tell you about Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson momentarily. But we've had an absolutely bananas basketball game that just went final. The Philadelphia 76ers hold on to beat the Boston Celtics. The final score there, 103-101. The game is curtains. It's done. The Philadelphia 76ers at one point had a sizable lead here in the fourth, and the game is done. Jason Tatum with a little bit of a turnaround baseline fadeaway can't get it in. But Joel Embiid, I opened up the show telling you about Giannis Antetokounmpo and all of the possibilities that Giannis might now get a push. Well, Joel Embiid, he certainly pushed forward his own candidacy to go ahead and win the MVP award. Embiid plays 39 minutes, and damn, he ain't miss a damn thing, really. 52 points, 20 of 25 from the field, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks. The 76ers right now are in third place with a record of 52 and 27 in the Eastern Conference. Joel Embiid is currently being interviewed post-game by TNT. And to be honest, he doesn't even look like he's sweating. I've seen him sweat more than this. He doesn't look like he broke a sweat. It's his third 50-point game of the season. I don't know. Maybe Joel Embiid gets this damn MVP award as the season gets ready to come towards a close. We got fans in the arena with MVP signs, not in my house. You can't stop this guy. Who the hell is defending Joel Embiid? There's nobody, there's not a damn soul in the NBA one-on-one who could just stop him. I mean, I think even if he played one-on-one with Giannis may be able to throw a hand up there here and then, but Joel Embiid is just too damn big, too damn fast, and too damn quick. Jaylen Brown did not play tonight. Actually, Derek White, the leading scorer for the Boston Celtics, not Tatum. Tatum had a poor shooting night, 7 of 20 from the field, 2 of 8 from downtown, finished the night with 19. Derek White leading the way for the Celtics with 26 points. As the season winds down, Joel Embiid continues to put a stamp on what he feels is going to be his own case for an MVP. Meanwhile, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I told you he played earlier this afternoon, or earlier this evening, I should say, as the Milwaukee Bucks beat Washington, as they should, 140 to 128. Giannis had an amazing game himself, a triple-double, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, but it's not what Embiid just did. Shep, I think things, even these final games will help seal it. I think Embiid is making his case, especially now with Jokic have been out these past couple of games with that calf.
I mean, JR, I mean, the guy put up 52 points and he didn't break a sweat. And I mean, you alluded to that, and the fact that he had more points than Jason Tatum, Al Horford, and Marcus Smart combined. And this was a game that really they had to have because they're trying to clinch that third seed. And they want that third seed because you know who they get, right?
I'm not looking at the standings.
Got you.
Please share.
So they're gonna get a team that has no business being in the playoffs. They're only there courtesy of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And that's the Brooklyn Nets. So this solidifies them as the three seed. I cannot for the life of me, JR, see any reasonable deduction here in which you can argue Nikola Jokic is a three straight MVP. Joel Embiid just put the 76ers on his back and then some, and he's better than he's ever been. And I think voters have to keep in mind, he deserved it last year. This is overwhelmingly should be in his favor this season, JR. He was unbelievable tonight, and they almost blew it, by the way, because Maxey turned it over. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah, it's looking like that here as we get to the end of the season. I know there was a gigantic case even from Coach Budenholzer prior to tonight's game. And this is something that he said over the past month. Budenholzer last month is like, Giannis is our MVP. Giannis should be MVP. And then even before tonight's game, Budenholzer said the same thing again. Giannis should be MVP. Giannis is our MVP. A matter of fact, take a listen to Coach Budenholzer just kind of lay out his own case as to why Giannis should walk away with his own three-time or third MVP award. Listen.
We certainly feel like Giannis is, you know, the MVP. You know, I think what our team has been able to do, and we've still got some more work, you know, to have the best record in the league, but best player, best record. What he does and, you know, both ends of the court, you know, the rebounding, the block shots, the defense, the guarding on the perimeter. He does everything. Play makes, attacks, gets to the free throw line. You know, just so, you know, we feel like he's in the conversation or he should be the guy. But, you know, I think he's focused on our team. He's focused on winning. His mind is in a good place and, you know, hopefully, you know, everybody sees, you know, the MVP kind of season and performance he's had all year.
Yeah. Well, I told you about Giannis and his triple-double. Jokic did return tonight against the Houston Rockets from his calf injury, not necessarily bolstering his own prospects to win the award. His team, Denver, they lost to the Rockets of all teams, 124-103. Jokic only made it through 25 minutes of this game, tallying 14 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. A little rusty coming off of things here. 8 turnovers. And so these final few games of the season might legitimately put a stamp on who wins this MVP award. And it ain't looking like it's going to be Jokic. Last week I said I was on the fence and I was going with Jokic purely because of the amount of games played. But him having now sat out a few games with that calf, Jokic now coming back and playing like crap, losing to the Rockets. Meanwhile, Joel Embiid has his third 50-point game of the season. Not looking all that great here for Jokic as he continues to not even just win MVP. Let's be real here. Jokic is really expected now. He's expected to compete for a title. And I don't know if the Denver Nuggets got enough defense for Nikola Jokic to just pretty much go out there and do so. Not what Embiid is just busting ass. I mean, people are looking at these head-to-head matchups right now, and they are likely going to determine who wins MVP. And I think, just like Shep now, this is the pendulum has swung clearly in the favor of Mr. Embiid. A matter of fact, let's go to the Sixers radio network right now and listen to that final call between the Sixers and the Celtics.
Derek White with Embiid defending the inbound. White to the corner, Tatum. He turns. He fires. It's in the air. It's just off long. No. And the Sixers win 103-101. Oh, man. Holy smokes. Sixers, immediate chalk talk. Gather around. Let's go over this. Are you kidding me?
Joel Embiid could not miss tonight. 52 points, 20 of 25 from the field. He was 12 of 13 from the free throw line. He had 13 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 blocks. If that's not MVP worthy, I don't know what the hell is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll spend more time talking about hoops throughout the course of the night. Jaylen Brown didn't play tonight due to his busted up back. When we come back from break, we'll talk about someone, forget MVP. He's trying to win a first of, well, his first award. He keeps choking at it. It's Rory McIlroy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A long-time listener, but first-time caller. I just want to say I love your show because you keep it real. You're all about the people, from what I can tell. I mean, you're as real as it gets.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I'm all about the people because I am a people. I'm a man of the people. Damn it, I'm a person. Shout-outs to everybody locked in all over North America. Shout outs to Joel Embiid, ridiculously locked in tonight. Right before we went to break, I told you about his 52-point night. Just minutes ago, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Boston Celtics 103-101. Joel Embiid had a stat line that I wish I had in high school. If I had this stat line in high school, I'd be a pro. It's amazing that he had this stat line at the professional ranks. 52 points, 12 of 25 shooting, 12 of 13 from the free throw line. He pulled down 13 rebounds, had 6 assists and 2 blocks. Tyrese Maxey had a poor, poor night. Why would he need to do anything? He only had 5 points. And then James Harden, He ain't have the greatest of nights himself shooting the rock, but he finished with 20 points and 10 assists. P.J. Tucker, next up, 11 points. What a night. Wish I could play basketball like that. A matter of fact, take a listen to this. This is Joel Embiid coming through. 88-88 in the fourth, goes up, and one.
Embiid sets the screen. Harden rejects it, goes to the left side. Harden with a left-hand dribble, back out to Embiid. Nine to shoot, Embiid keeping away from Smart. Puts it up, and good! And Smart is called for the foul. Marcus Smart with a foul. Embiid splayed his legs and made a jumper while being fouled from behind by Smart.
He's too damn big. Who's stopping him on the way up? Nobody. And even later on in the game, he kept it rolling. This time he goes up for his 50th point.
Embiid has 48 points in the game, and he has the ball. Joel one-on-one spins by one man. Down the lane, and a slam. He eats up the rim. A two-hand stuff, a quick turn, a catch and a go, and a dunk. 50 for Embiid.
He ended up with 52 points, 20 of 25 for the night, 12 of 13 from the free throw line, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. He could not miss. And so the Boston Celtics, I don't want to say they've had an up and down season, but they've had some up and down spurts of dominance along the way. Tatum out tonight with his back. He's been running around with that mask just as a precautionary. I'm sorry? What'd I say?
Tatum.
Oh, well, yeah, Tatum was there. He had 19 points. Jaylen Brown was out with his back. And Tatum ain't have the greatest of shooting nights, 7 of 20. And so we have to see how things shake up here in the Eastern Conference with the Boston Celtics. This, in all honesty, I think the East should be, I don't want to say as competitive as the Western Conference, where we got a team like the Sacramento Kings at the number 3 in the standings, with sitting up there in the top third, where we know that, yeah, they finally are going back to the playoffs for the first time since 2006. But the reality is, come on, do they really stand a chance here? And I'm hoping that things are just as competitive here in the East. Celtics have been up and down. You think about the depth of the Sixers. Can you fully rely on Joel Embiid and James Harden to stay healthy throughout the course of the playoffs? And then if we continue on by taking a look at the Bucks, yeah, are they the strongest? Yeah, you think so, sitting at number 1 overall. And everybody below them, just go ahead and wipe them out. Cleveland's not doing a damn thing. Sorry. The New York Knicks aren't doing anything. My apologies. This was probably even before Julius Randle went out with his ankle injury. The Brooklyn Nets are pretty much composed of, I don't want to call them Suns rejects, because they are not. Kind of are. You swap them for Kevin Durant. Where's Miami going? Who's the best player? Jimmy Butler has to carry that team in crunch time? And then even talking about Atlanta, Toronto might wake up and decide to go on a run. Chicago Bulls are a complete waste of time. This is it at the East. We might as well hit the fast forward button. Hey, Shep, is there any way that we could have like a 3-team round robin and just eliminate everybody else?
That's not a bad idea. You should be commissioner for the day.
No, I don't think I want any of those issues or problems. Although the commissioner did come to a new CBA. Nah, but the rest of these teams, it's a complete waste of time. What are we doing here?
So I think you're a little harsh on Cleveland. Like, there's no way the Knicks are going to do anything, because we know what they are. Thibodeau falls apart in the playoffs. He always has since his Chicago Bulls days.
Well, it's less about the coach, and it's more about the roster.
You're very kind. But
I'm not. They're missing Julius Randle. And if and when he comes back, he's going to be running around on one leg trying to catch up.
Okay, Tibbs has had a one seed multiple times in Chicago. He got knocked out in five games.
Yeah. That's irrelevant.
Okay, what happened 2 years ago?
That's irrelevant.
Okay.
The most important thing today for the New York Knicks is that Julius Randle is not healthy.
That's valid.
You could, you could think that Coach Thibodeau is the greatest coach or he could be the worst coach. It would not matter if Julius Randle is not available. That's it.
That's fair. But if he does become available and the ankle is peachy cream and he's back to what we're accustomed to seeing from this. Okay.
It's not reality.
Fair enough. Okay. We're talking about the three, headed monster. Giannis, Embiid, Jokic. JR, we've talked about Jalen Brunson a lot this season. Jason Tatum got off to a hot start. Luka got off to the triple-double magic. You know who we're – and you mentioned him a little bit before. No one is talking about Donovan Mitchell and the imprint he has made on this Cleveland Cavalier team. He's got more 40-point games in one season than every Cavalier player in the history of that franchise in year one. And you know the other guy that happened to play for that franchise for more than a decade. He is unbelievable. He's never been able to get past the second round. Even though as a rookie, he completely outplayed Melo, Westbrook, and Paul George all at the same time. And I can't help but think with Mobley and Garland and Jared Allen and the weapons that they have, JR, I can't rule the Cavs out of it. Is that fair?
From being
in contention in the Eastern Conference. I'm not saying they're the favorite. I'm not saying they're an overwhelming favorite by any means.
To go to the NBA, to win the East?
Correct. I'm not saying they're the favorite. Right. But you cannot put them out of the mix. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sliding them at four behind the teams that they're already behind.
That's fair. But
I would go ahead and have the other teams as favored if they were to match up. I watched Cleveland here in Atlanta a couple of days ago, and then I also saw them take on the New York Knicks. And, you have Donovan Mitchell who can light it up. You have Darius Garland. You have Mobley who can be consistent but is not necessarily a consistent third option. And so, they can maybe surprise you. I think it would have to take more of a break, as in an injury-type break to one of these other teams, for the Cleveland Cavaliers to really step forward and make a difference. This is their first go-round right here, and they are a young group. And Donovan Mitchell has been here, unfortunately, in the West. He's been there way too many times with Rudy Gobert. I'm just not sold all the way. They got two giants in the front. You do have a scorer here in Donovan, but I think they may have to go through or to some growing pains. And so, I'm with you. We can throw Cleveland into the mix. I think if they're going to represent the East in the finals, we might need a Joel Embiid to go down. We might need a Giannis to go down. We might need a Tatum and or a Brown to go down. But hey, why not? I think the more the merrier. If we can go ahead and start mixing things up in the East and get the Cavs in the mix, then why not? I'm here for it. A matter of fact, they played tonight as well. Cleveland Cavaliers just beat the Orlando Magic, the final score there, and the Magic have been surging. Nobody talks about them because why would you? 117 to 113. Donovan Mitchell comes out, drops 43 points, 15 of 23 from the field, 5 of 9 from downtown, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Donovan Mitchell lit it up. He didn't waste any time to help them get this victory. Take a listen, courtesy of the Cavs Radio Network, making sure that things are out of reach, knocking down the shot, making it 115 to 109.
Mitchell with everybody clearing out, holding onto the ball. Shot clock at 4. Mitchell, good on the jumper. It's Donovan time. His fourth straight game of 40 or more points. Donovan Mitchell with a majestic performance here in Orlando. In fact, let's call it magical.
How about 4 straight? Loss here in Atlanta. He started off slow, ended up with 44. Against New York in a loss, had 42 points. This past Sunday in a victory against the Pacers, Donovan Mitchell had 40. And tonight against Orlando in Orlando, he came away with that big shot to ice the game, finished up with 43 points. Donovan Mitchell, he spoke after the game as well, and he said, I was on a roll. We were on a roll. And these are the good damn things. Take a listen.
Just finding ways to attack. Just being aggressive. You know, my teammates are allowing me to kind of take that, you know, from the jump, playing within the pace of the game. And then late, just making the simple plays the right plays. I think that's just been my groove, just continuing to find ways to make the game easy on myself and getting to the free throw line.
Well, I mean, damn it, you going out there dropping 40 per, life is pretty easy. That's, and I understand how much the game has changed and the offenses have opened up and you can get up and down the court with no problem, the pace. Like, these numbers are different. If we hit the rewind button and went back about 20 years, these would be, feels like 35-point games, 30-point games. Joel Embiid had 52. It's still ridiculous to me, or 52 points, to go 20 and 25 from the field. That's ridiculous in any era. I don't want to say a lot of these numbers and stats are inflated, but they feel that way. It doesn't take away from the excitement. It only adds to it. And you got to give Donovan Mitchell his credit. It's amazing how many players throughout the course of the season were in the MVP conversation, or they were a thought to win MVP, and then nothing happened. Tatum fell off when Jokic went on a stretch run and the Nuggets were winning everything. Embiid was out there just completely dominating, dropping 30-plus, it seems like, for the past month and 2 months, but Jokic had the lead when it came down to victories. Donovan Mitchell, he's sitting in fourth place, not getting a whole lot of attention on a young team that does have 50 wins. And then you think about out West, I mean, it's just an entire mess once you get outside of Jokic. Morant had to go away. A good time to be a basketball fan. In the West, oh man, what I tell you, the Los Angeles Lakers in action tonight. The Phoenix Suns in action tonight. The Golden State Warriors in action tonight. And those three teams, Phoenix is fourth, Clippers are fifth, Golden State sixth, the Los Angeles Lakers sitting at the seventh seed, all trying to jockey for position. The Los Angeles Lakers currently lead the Jazz 97-93. The Warriors down to the Thunder, 56-50. And the Suns, they taking on the Spurs. Should be an easy beatdown, 66-42. I guess all the Suns need is a Kevin Durant, and they are perfectly fine. Kevin Durant with 10 points here, 4 of 7 from the field. Chris Paul has 18. Booker has 14. I guess anybody could beat the Suns, or excuse me, the Spurs. They want Wembanyama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk some more hoops on the other side, college.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today. This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for Mental Health Suicide Lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me, bet for free